Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You're listening to the internet's only college football podcast. And we go year-round. Normally that means we get a little time off. Time off from actually discussing football. And time to, you know, enjoy the finer things in life. And like most things, pandemic has just said, no, you don't get to do that. Why? Because we're a little blessed. I don't want to make it seem like a complaint. We got an entire football season happening in the spring, y'all. And I know Jason is like fairly excited about this. Because you are, I think on this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and call you the FCS aficionado.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's tricky. It's weird. Like, I think in any normal year, I would approach this as like, holy shit, this is awesome. Bonus football, FCS getting the spotlight. My alma mater, we're ranked like 5 or 8 or something like that. In the top 10, I don't know the digit, but, you know, this would be very exciting and very cool. And as long as we can pull it off in a way where FCS players have a chance to get drafted, then I think it's cool and good. And maybe we keep it going in some way. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm still in this whole, like, sports.
Understandable ambivalence.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks. It's not the FCS that I'm like, about. It's sports.
Yeah.
It's watching things, you know. But this is weird, and weird things are good. So I will be getting into it. You know, for anyone who hasn't paid much attention to FCS football, it's probably a good time to take a look. You people watched XFL and AAF. This is not worse than that.
No, so. It's definitely not worse than AAF. Yeah. You know, I will say fan control football, giving it a run for the money. Glacier Boys for life.
I mean, yeah, North Dakota State versus the Glacier Boys, it would be watchable.
I'll say that. What field are we playing on? That's my question.
So where does the Twitch ball happen?
Twitch ball is going to happen where all other bowls happen, which is Duluth, Georgia.
Oh, right. Is
I'm
it?
So
Oh, yeah.
I'm what so it, mad what, this is happening in Duluth and we can't go. Of course, the reason it's happening at all is that we can't go.
Yeah.
But
is it like a tiny field or is it like an arena field?
It is an arena field, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I'm asking these questions if it matters because North Dakota State is just going to steamroll.
You're like, no, I'm going to hook it up. Well, actually, if this were Central Arkansas.
Yeah, they might do it.
They would do it. You'd be like, hey, listen, the field's 50 yards long. We don't care. I don't care. Where is it?
It might be that Twitch Ball is literally trying to keep them out, you know?
like
hating on our owls.
Do you recognize this bear? Do not let him in the building. He wants to play football with you. It is all he wants.
Central Arkansas Glacier Bears.
Yeah. And there's also like, Glacier Boys have an unfair advantage, which is Quavo. Quavo's like one of the people behind the scenes for him.
Quavo who? That is there? Are there two?
Yeah,
like, I guess is what I'm asking.
Quavo Garcia, 32nd president of Mexico.
Quavo O'Reilly. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is that Quavo.
This is that Quavo. Yeah.
There's not an additional Quavo.
No, there are no additional. There are no additionals Quavo.
That's not how that
I just wanted to say it. But yeah, that's
you know why I like that Quavo is rich?
Hmm.
Because it means that after a childhood of not being able to find a tiny license plate with his name on it, he can now just have them made out of gold.
God.
Pretty good motivation for all you kids out there who never got to buy souvenirs at the museum gift shop.
You won't know the pain, Ryan. And you won't know the pain, Jason.
I never had them, which is weird. My name is super common, but it was always like Heather and shit. I'm basically just like Quavo.
That's what I was about to say.
It's just one of the many things we have in common. Why are y'all laughing? Quit laughing.
Sorry.
All right.
But what about Glacier Girls, Quavo? Let's be inclusive.
We should move on.
The FCS season will be in full swing. Kind of. pending. Like all things.
What's pending? Is this coming out?
They're playing on like Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. like this is the craziest fucking schedule. Thursday, March 4th, South Dakota, North Dakota, followed by Friday, March 5th, Albany at New Hampshire. This is so fucked up. April Fool's Day, East Central at Tarleton on ESPN+.
Wait, did you make East Central up?
No.
No.
Okay.
Did I make Dixie State up? Because that's who Tarleton's playing this weekend? No, Dixie State.
You know who Tarleton just beat?
Hmm.
The only FBS school playing a spring schedule. New Mexico State.
All right.
Yeah. Ow!
They're honorary FCS for the time being.
They fucking tuned New Mexico State up, too.
They should probably think about making this honorary state. They should probably just, you know what you should do, New Mexico State? Listen, I like your I like one of your logos, the teal cowboy. That's very cool. What you should do.
Their longtime coach went to my high school.
So maybe we pass along that message via that connect, that New Mexico State, while you're basically an FCS team, you just go ahead and sneak away with
it. Do you think we could get a DM into him?
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see what you can do.
Just like play it cool, New Mexico State. I mean, I don't want to say this the rude way, but no one will notice if you just sneak away with the FCS teams. Everyone agrees it's for the better.
I mean, yeah. That's what Idaho did. Idaho living the good life down there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, all right, living a life.
Yeah, there's
living.
I don't know if have you ever been in the Kibbe Dome?
I've never been to the. It is a deep regret of mine that
no,
I've
it's
never.
Not. No, no, it's not. It is one of the most singularly depressing places I have ever been.
But good news, Paul Petrino's there.
Is he still there?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Look, there's a place for everyone.
You fucking what? Know he is.
Is this his Overlook Hotel? Like, he can never escape?
Ooh. He's been there since 2013. Ask me how many winning seasons he's had.
So there, so
one Spencer, is correct.
Yeah, since they got down to FCS, 4-7, 5-7, and then we'll see how they do this year. Like, yeah. They were barely cut out for D1 the entire time they were in FBS.
Yeah, I remember we used to call them yarn balls.
Is he
the Idaho yarn balls?
Honest question, is he just hoping to slide them down until they get competitive? Like high school. All right, we hit it.
NAIA
middle school.
yeah. Feel real good that we're gonna kick the crap out of these Pee Wee Leaguers.
Fuck, Idaho just beat me at NFL Blitz. That was amazing.
It's our first victory in 7 years.
God. Boise State fans, I don't know what you did to deserve this audio. This is probably your favorite 5 minutes in the history of the podcast.
Just remember that Boise State, despite the successes that they have had and the major victories against actually good FBS programs.
This is how you know this is an actual rivalry, is because it is completely one-sided and everyone involved still hates the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is my argument for continuing Tennessee-Bama, by the way.
Absolutely.
This is such a rivalry that, like, it's virtually guaranteed they'll never play each other ever again. And Boise State fans are like, oh, I fucking hate those guys. Like, you have not just left them in the dust. You have left their planet and you still hate them. That's awesome.
I like the interstellar comparison because you know that there's like rival aliens who are like
interstellar.
You know, their entire species is dead. The big
theme of the movie Interstellar is that there is this power across the universe that you could call it gravity or you could call it love. Guess what else you could call it?
Hate,
motherfucker.
So Matthew McConaughey behind a bookshelf, if he'd gone to Boise State,
spoilers,
is just like sending messages,
sliding
like,
potatoes
fuck
out
to Idaho.
Oh my God! When they sent out that message that just said "stay,"
stay in FCS,
stay
bitch,
in FCS.
So I could. Destroy
I think. I think
you
what
again.
He did. He wrote out "state."
That's all like. Some Boise fan will hear this and they're just going to drop pants and be like, yes.
You look up at the bookshelf and you see your space dad doing Kellen Moore finger guns at you.
I hate Rob Akey. Why hate Rob Akey?
I hate him.
Idaho.
Fucking hate him as well.
Why's he got two B's? He doesn't need them. If he had two B's, he could get into a better college in Idaho.
Damn.
Oh,
God. That's amazing. Oh yeah, they still. I don't think I've ever seen two schools of like such otherwise innocuous like nature absolutely hate each other, like just despise each other. So yeah, all these bad things we're saying about how Idaho's even struggling at the FCS level, and Paul Petrino has only one winning season in his time there. Lap it up, Broncos fans.
They are.
Meanwhile, New Mexico State fans are just like, God, at least they stopped talking about us. Fuck, thank you guys.
Like, so New Mexico State. All right. Here's the thing. Imagine how much worse it would be if you were UConn, right? We'd do a whole episode about how much you're going to suck at FCS. Yep. New Mexico State, you just get, you know, 2 or 3 minutes and that's that. Because you're not UConn.
No one's UConn.
What a beautiful concept. No one's UConn.
No one.
This is this century's everything was beautiful and nothing hurt.
This is like the opposite of Vorb. Like Vorb is like be better Vorb. Than Vorb, but this is the other side of like, well, at least you're not UConn.
These are the just try and aim between those two poles.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're okay.
You're acceptably bad.
Man, UConn went to a BCS bowl. I still.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, BCS was dumb. It was great. it was really stupid.
God, we do things the dumbest possible way every single time.
You're welcome.
For men. Yeah, it's just like in Ted Lasso when they're like, yeah, you guys don't have relegation in the States? He's like, no, what do bad teams do? We just play out all the games.
When is the episode where we make Ryan and Jason watch Ted Lasso?
I should. I'll try. I watch Fast Five. Does that count?
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about that, first of all.
That is like the second most wholesome entertainment.
Listen, y'all know us. Do you know how enraging it is for me personally to discover that Ted Lasso is exactly as good as everyone has been screaming about?
Why is that enraging?
Because it's me and I'm a bad person.
But you watched Ted Lasso and now you're a good person.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the idea.
Whoa. No, I'll try to watch it. I'll get on it.
I know I should. I just don't like.
We're going.
I mean,
things.
Like it's not like a thing that you should because you have in your life. I mean, it'll make you happy for a few hours. It will make you actually happy. When's the last time that got to happen for any?
Fast Five.
Good point. Thank you, Ryan.
Speaking of,
Ryan,
how'd
let's
that
talk
go?
About you and your wife's first experience with Fast Five.
So.
My favorite kind of movie in which two-thirds of the way through it becomes a complete other type of movie.
Sure. First off, I really appreciate that one of the first people you see on screen is Pert Hapley from Parks and Rec. Like, he's one of the...
As a newscaster?
Yes, as a newscaster, as is like his whole IMDb reel at this point. Really delighted.
What an amazing job that would be. You get to go to all the premieres and all you ever have to do is record studio footage.
Yes, like 3 minutes of work. It's fucking great. It's
that dude has the best job in Hollywood.
He's doing amazing. He's absolutely doing amazing. Really enjoyed how heavily dyed The Rock's beard, like goatee was. Like
it's firm.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's very solid.
Man, I was just waiting for it to start bleeding. It's just start dripping.
Like Rudy Giuliani?
Yes. Never do that. The Rock's goatee would never bleed. Those colors don't run, buddy.
Right.
Dude, it
You're
looks
right.
like a merkin. It is
right.
really, yeah.
It was mostly satisfying because I like how so much of the movie is very... It's very Ocean's 11-y, where it's like, we have a plan, we have to do these things, like, here's how the heist's going to go.
Yes.
And then it immediately abandons the plan.
Yes.
It immediately abandons the plan.
Because life's like that, ain't it?
To the point where we were sitting afterwards being like, wait, would any of the plan work in the first place? And it's like, it
this
doesn't matter.
Brazil.
It doesn't matter.
The answer is... This is Brazil.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I knew that the vault scene was a thing. I was aware. And when it started, I even turned to my wife and I was like, just so you know, this is like probably the most, I don't know, like maybe the most iconic sequence in the film, in like the franchise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it, even knowing that going in, doesn't disappoint in the slightest. Not in the slightest. Just a delightful romp the whole way, including the turn at the end, which I won't spoil because some people might be like me and they haven't seen Fast Five. But man, just like super fun. Super fun. Mostly nonsense. Like almost everything that happens in the film, you're like, why is this happening? Like it falls apart under the slightest scrutiny. But the film's like, don't do that, friend. Just sit back. Loved it.
It is an amazing film. And if only for The Rock's constant level of moisture.
Here's the other thing I like about
this film has no other qualities.
Here's the other thing I like about this. They try to film when The Rock fights Vin Diesel. They try to film it in such a way to make it feel like these are two people of roughly equal stature.
Mm-hmm. Because both of those you have to read up on the feud that
they're super vain, right?
There's a whole beef history, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It is written into. It has to be written into the movies the entire time that neither one of them can really get the upper hand on the other because they are both crazy like that.
There are whole factions within the cast and everything.
Right, oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Who's on Team Rock?
It's
not many people.
Also, it changes with several movies.
Yeah, it fluctuates a little bit, but it's basically just Jason Statham is on the Rock side. Because that makes Jason Statham rich.
There's also this like Tyrese Splinter Cell at one point. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. I like that they try to make it look like, oh, look, it's Thanos versus Thanos. And you're like, one of these men is clearly much larger than the other.
Also, I'm looking at the poster right now. And yeah, Vin is like only
Vin
slightly
Diesel
closer to on the poster.
He's not a professional wrestler.
Correct.
Yeah. Or a former D1 athlete, right?
Correct. Or just kind of. Vin's just kind of like a pretty big guy.
He's a big actor. What he is a big actor. Yes. That's it. Yes. And the other like really alarming thing about it is that in Fast Five, that's not even like peak big Rock.
No.
And he's still much bigger than Vin Diesel.
Much bigger and just covered in goo. Just a sheen.
Oh yeah, this is wet Rock. Very wet. They have a shirt on him and
this
it barely matters.
Rock. Folks, welcome to our
FCS episode. We're talking
Holly,
Slippery Rock.
Holly, you have to do the ad read now. It's law.
No, that's it.
It's law.
Today, my very, very long-awaited University of Hawaii vintage hoodie made its debut in my home. I can report that it is as snuggly as Brian Floyd's has looked on previous Zoom meetings during which I have. Ryan, how long have I been coveting the University of Hawaii hoodie?
It's been months,
I
would say.
It's been an age.
Yeah.
It had its debut today at work. I took it on a fine walk with the new rescue dog that has joined our family. So it got a little outing outside. I can't wait to wash it and have it become snugglier than ever. You too can be as snuggly as I am by going to Home Field Apparel and using, hey Spencer, what's the promo code?
Fullcast.
Nailed it.
Ryan, is that right?
Yeah, that is. He did a great job. Spencer, what's the discount for that?
10% off.
Nope.
20% off. 20%.
Can we pretend? Math isn't my thing. Let's try it again.
Let's pretend that Spencer offers 10% and it's like, folks, if you act now.
Oh, there you go.
I'm coming over the top of Spencer. Spencer's deal's not good enough for you, Fullcast listener. So I'm upping the bonus offer to 20% off.
Ryan said, that's not how we treat family.
Home Field finally has gotten into the sports writer pleasing game by bringing JMU.
Mm-hmm.
Into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
Go Dukes. So you can, yeah, I don't have a very poetic read. I'm just extremely happy to have this University of Hawaii hoodie. I added the University of Hawaii hoodie, the University of Utah hoodie with the outline of the mountains, and the slippery rock hoodie featuring the large anthropomorphic rock wearing a fur coat to my collection this time around. Extremely pleased with all of these. And you can be too.
It is, it is, by the way, the Utah one, majestic.
Thank you.
Absolutely outstanding, like all of Homefield's gear. What a transition. What a fantastic way to work your way into the Homefield. Like, A-plus execution there.
Thank you. Anyway, back to talking about slippery rocks. Here's Fast Five.
I am just really looking forward to Ryan experiencing Fast Six and everything past it, just so we can go through
Justice for Han.
Just
I can't not too far past it. Oh yeah, no, we don't truck with the with much of the Jason Statham era.
Fast Eight's not canon.
Nope, it's not.
It's dumb, Ryan. Like, you should watch it because it's really stupid.
Oh,
but just
I'm gonna
know,
watch it. We're
just,
watching all of them.
Just know that it's not canon.
It will not gladden your heart.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's got a submarine, so you should watch it. But
sure,
it's not canon.
It does have Tyrese driving a Lamborghini on ice, and that was the highlight of the movie for me, because a movie's doing real well when your youngest kid looks at it and goes, "That's stupid."
This was made for grown-ups.
How young was the kid at this point?
7. Yeah. He's watching it and he sees Tyrese pick an orange Lamborghini to drive on ice, and my 7-year-old goes, "Dad, that guy's stupid." And I was like, "Well, aside from the actual Benihana he has built in his backyard, yes." Go ahead.
I mean, that's Tyrese. The character. The character is Tyrese is stupid. Ludacris is smart. That is that is their entire comedy duo. So yeah.
Also pretty accurate. If I was just guessing, I don't think they're playing against type. Name a few universal truths. Ludacris is smart.
Barstow, Tyrese. California is scary.
And Tyrese is stupid. I would deal with all of those. I'd be fine with that. Tyrese might even be like, "Yeah, I'm stupid and rich."
Name a few universal truths. The Rock is bigger than Vin Diesel.
The Rock is bigger than Vin Diesel. Will be like, "No, prove it."
Could God create a Vin Diesel bigger than The Rock?
Teach the controversy.
I think it's a matter of opinion.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I had a really good Vin Diesel impression a while back. I can't remember the steps now.
You got to rewatch.
Fuck.
Get back.
Yeah. So it's like, you got to get a New Jersey accent. You know, you got to do this. Kind of, and you got to make it really mumbly. You got to take it down really low. Oh, I remember the key now. Here it is. So you just make that grumble noise, but you say it with a smile on your face.
You never had your
and you
car.
Say it with a smile. That's what does it. That's the trick.
But you can't move your lips too much.
No.
You gotta really keep it. Everything's gotta be in a very tight orbit, basically.
None of y'all sound like Vin Diesel.
The thing is that we feel like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Frank Jude Skelfo is an American football coach.
Oh wait! Now you sound like
Southeastern Louisiana University. Skilfo was the offensive coordinator for the UTSA Roadrunners.
See,
this is by the way, like Dominic Toretto in that series, never does anything like he never plotzes or does anything really stupid. And that's all I want him to do. Like, I want a whole scene where Dominic Toretto spills a huge amount of chili on himself, right? Like, oh. Like, dude never
like
does
he's
that.
Kevin from The Office.
Right. Like he never has any moment where like he absolutely screws like an average or normal thing up.
There is one very weird scene.
He makes terrible tuna salad in the original Fast and Furious
movie. Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One complication here is that Vin Diesel literally pays for all these movies to be made.
Right.
So
yes.
He kinda looks cool and kinda looks like he's as big as The Rock.
So one of the one confusing scene in the movie, there's a scene where Dom and Brian are on like a balcony.
R.I.P. Paul Walker.
Yes. And they're talking about, this is right after Jordana Brewster has been like, "Hey, I'm pregnant."
They're talking about their dads helping them with homework.
Well, they're talking about their experiences with their dads. And Brian's side of it is all like, I don't remember my dad at all. And you keep waiting for him to be like, because my dad left, or because like this, that, or the other. But he's just like, I just don't remember him because he just wasn't present. And Dom is all like, oh, I remember everything about my father. He would sit at the kitchen table helping him with homework after. And it's all this like loving sort of
say,
like.
Say it with a smile.
Sorry. This loving appreciation of the father.
Wait, I could do it. This is great.
And yeah. And but at the end of it, you're like, wait, is the message here like my father was such a good dude? Look at the son I turned into. It's like, no, I don't think that's like aspirational. I'm not sure this is a good message. It's maybe saying something interesting about nature versus nurture, but shit, dude. He was a good father, and that's why I'm an international car thief.
I mean, point made, I think.
He's doing what he has to do to take care of his family.
Family.
I mean, this man is, what, two movies away from saving Earth as a car thief?
Sure.
I think his dad did a pretty good job.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Also, I don't know. How stupid is
also,
the idea?
Also, you don't have sons, Ryan. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's
if
fair.
one of my sons became an international car thief, honestly, I'd be pretty impressed. I'd be like, that is well beyond.
That is among the best case scenarios.
Yeah.
This that man started as a DVD thief, and now he's blowing up submarines.
I only steal wheel-shaped things.
Wait, what do you think DVD players are shaped like?
Oh, I thought DVDs. Like
DVDs. Yeah. Oh. DVD go around. Like my car. Car's
like
wheels.
My car. I stole laser discs. It was wildly unprofitable.
I'm going to use DVDs as the hubcaps on my car.
The Dominic Toretto business model. I'm going to steal muscle cars and make $12 billion a year? Yeah.
We're going to steal a bunch of iPods.
They should have crossed this up with the National Treasure franchise at some point.
There's a truck
I'm
full of U.S.
The Declaration of Independence.
We're going to put a DVD player on top of the Declaration of Independence.
That truck has 500 constitutions on it.
We're racing for paint constitutions.
The Constitution is America's pink slip, isn't it?
We're taking this.
Hey, George Washington.
King Henry's like, Menage! Which king was it? I forget. King George, sorry.
George.
King Henry was also like that.
Just going to say that. It's true now.
There was a lot of them. Surely one of them was.
I'm only in on this if Nick Cage at one point becomes Ghost Rider. That's if we can work that in. I'm
sure.
Probably, yeah, sure. What's stopping that from happening? Nick Cage will suggest this. I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it for you because he's going to suggest that. Like halfway through filming, he'll be like, what if he just made me Ghost Rider? It'd be cool.
Ghost Rider is going to hit Dom with the penance stare, and Dom is going to feel the pain of all the DVDs he's stolen from other people.
Oh, now I get it. Now I understand.
I brought Circuit City to its knees.
And I do it again. For family.
I was thinking too much about the Circuit City and not about the circuit community.
Oh my god, it's a circuit family.
We asked our followers to help us pick an FCS team.
We call them our family.
Our family.
Hey, we actually asked them to do something else. Can we remind about that real quick?
We did, actually. In conjunction with Split Zone Duo, we asked our listeners and followers to help out organizations of their choice. A couple we suggested. A couple were suggested via the internet. It basically help out those who were trying to help out everyone affected by the winter storm that it damn near paralyzed large swaths of Texas, taking out power and water and making life super miserable for most people there. And y'all did beautiful work. Absolutely
beautiful.
Remaining
to do beautiful work.
There is still beautiful work. The beautiful work can continue.
And so far, I believe the total was $13,332 as of count. People have just been tweeting us. We asked them to tweet us the receipts of their donations.
To the Moon Crew account, not to Godfrey for once.
Yes, not to 38 Godfrey, but to at Moon Crew LLC on twitter.com. If you would like to do that, we will include... We will include a link in the notes for the show for organizations you can donate to. And
we're prioritizing mutual aid groups, community aid groups, anybody who's helping folks in Texas get what they need right now. And when we hit $Texas, which is an amount of money of our own devising, we will know it when we see it. We're going to do something real, real stupid with our brothers at Split Zone. Something real stupid and Texas-y for a show. You will like it.
Yep. So go ahead. If you want that to happen, donate. We will help you with instructions on how to do that. It is, without a doubt, my favorite state, filled with some of my favorite people. So on a personal note, I would really appreciate it if you helped them out in a really crappy time for a lot of people down there. So, the other thing that our listeners and followers have helped us out with is, we're gonna get right, and we're gonna get some FCS teams to, if not follow for life, at least ride with for this season. And we asked a pretty simple question. We're just like, hey, listen, sell us on an FCS team that we should adopt, okay? During whatever it is happening right now, which is, again, pretty good way to describe football in 2020 and 2021. Also asked you to make a case, not just, you know, hey, this team, just trust me. No. We had to get a little bit of a case. And y'all responded beautifully. I've selected several that I found compelling. But if y'all would like to chime in with your own that you found particularly interesting or moving, let me know. I got this from one that I'm going to actually, this will lead me to two here. Okay. From They Call Me Meadler said, New Hampshire. Believe it or not, I actually know what's notable about this, which is, produced Chip Kelly, Ryan Day, and Jerry Azima. They play Maine every year for a rivalry trophy that is an actual musket. Jesus. I had a stroke.
That was amazing.
Winner of the rivalry gets to shoot an opposing player. Fine, I made the last part up. I don't know about that. I really don't.
I wonder if football equipment would protect you from musket fire. Like, could it penetrate shoulder pad?
Let's find out.
I don't know the answer.
Let's not find out the answer. I'm going to bet no.
We'll put it on a tackling dummy.
You've changed. Fuck. You used to be real, man.
The lawyer is like, no, let's see. Legally, let's try this out.
Not just any lawyer, our lawyer.
That's right. Our attorney. Fully suggesting that we go ahead and fire it off. I was just going to suggest something maybe a little controversial for somebody who's pushing me to follow the University of New Hampshire. I think Maine's a pretty good pull as well.
We have long loved the Black Bears for their logo. Which sometimes has the black bear shooting bolts of lightning out of its maw.
Mm-hmm.
I am always here for some Maine football.
I mean, where to begin with the New Balance Bears of Maine? They also, they wear New Balance because fuck you, that's why. They were also the ones who produced the incredible meme of the husky gent wearing number 69 with the crop top diving sideways after the football. The greatest sports. Like the greatest like calendar shot ever. That's Maine. Man did that in a New Balance crop top. The greatest of all crop tops.
Like the only thing funnier would
imagine
be
imagine you
if
go
they
out
were...
and your dad is cutting the yard in a New Balance crop top. Maine.
Maine also responsible for one of the best final scores in all of college football history. That would be Maine 9, Mississippi State 7.
That is good. I was gonna bring up that Maine has a victory over an SEC team I believe, an SEC team that went on to defeat Florida.
That sounds right.
That could be
yeah.
anybody.
Okay. Yeah.
Except Tennessee. Right.
Yes. This Mississippi State team won 3 games. They beat Kentucky, Tulane, and number 20 Florida.
That is correct.
And they lost to Maine, Vanderbilt, and UAB.
Yeah,
amongst others.
I believe that is the game that finally got Ronathan Zook fired at Florida, was that loss to Mississippi State. And then what did Florida do after that? Beat Florida State. That is correct. In the first game at Bobby Bowden Field. Football. It's magical. So excellent suggestion and implied counter suggestion by they call me Adler. Alex Graber, yes, has recommended, like everybody else, the JMU Dukes.
Go Dukes.
Yeah.
I'm required as a sports person to say that.
I will say that would be probably one of the few teams in the state of Virginia I'd feel okay rooting for. Would be the JMU Dukes. And that's not just because they have a bulldog logo who kind of looks like a drunk bulldog awakened on a boat. If you know the one I'm talking about, where he's kind of wearing shorts and looking like he's got his dukes up like he wants to fight. Pun intended.
His dukes up.
Yep. Yeah. That's JMU, like actual good football team. You wouldn't suffer a lot rooting for JMU.
I'm out on JMU. They're too good. They have a championship in my lifetime, and I'm from the state of Georgia. I'm not.
They also don't need us, like, because they have the entire rest of the sports media apparatus.
Yeah.
They're doing okay without us.
I would like to read you one important sentence from the Wikipedia page of Duke Dog, the official mascot for JMU. On September 22nd, 2007, Duke Dog was tackled by Chanticleer, a chicken mascot from Coastal Carolina University.
The chicken mascot.
Correct. A fight between the mascots ensued, and the Duke Dog inadvertently struck one of the police officers who was trying to end the
conflict. All cops are bastards. Said Duke Dog. Duke Dog
All
at the front of the line.
By bulldog.
Is that the only mascot I know of who's actually struck a cop?
Antifa Duke Dog leading the way.
All right. I gotta say, this is a level of affection I did not expect to feel for JMU.
Put up your dukes, Duke Dog.
I mean, you say your mascot's rowdy. Well, we got into a fight with the other mascot. Did he punch a cop?
Punch a cop, so I know it's real. That's... Folks, you can reach me at 38 Godfrey.
Meanwhile, Sebastian the Ibis is like, all right, I love you.
One of these days, I'm going to fuck around and give out Godfrey's dad's Twitter.
Oh, no. Please don't do it. Please don't do that.
Starry Steve Senior.
By the way, this also means that someone in court, this is probably a matter of public record, that somebody had to say, yeah, I punched the cop because I was wearing a bulldog costume.
Oh, I thought you meant the animals fought.
Oh, no. No, it's the costume mascots. It's not a literal dog.
The lawyer had to be like, Your Honor.
I thought
he
had
a plush...
pull a literal bulldog off of the cop. Okay, that's much less interesting.
Yeah, no, like he would have had to go into court and say, I'm sorry, the plush bulldog had really impaired my vision, and that's why I punched a police officer.
Your Honor, I believe in the integrity of the character. You ever go to Disney, Your Honor? They don't get to break character.
The court calls Pagliacci.
All murders committed as Goofy are technically comedy.
Right, Ryan, is that accurate?
Gosh, Mick, he sure is bleeding a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Caught you slipping.
Gosh, come at the king, you best not miss.
I didn't know you liked to get wet. Now I'm doing Training Day with Goofy, and it's the best thing I've ever thought of.
Oh, boy.
Goofy high on PCP. Oh, yeah. We have another one from at Maddie Kirk 7, who I had this as a suspect on a team to potentially win that, but they are a little too good. However, I'm gonna let him make the sell here. Youngstown State, we are deeply in the pockets of multiple criminal organizations.
I think they are still on Pelini probation.
Yeah.
And also, they haven't been that good for a long time. But
yeah.
You employ
can
only go so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Penguin ain't cute enough to overlook Bo Pelini.
Yeah.
Can't do it, y'all. Sorry.
Yeah, can't do it either. But, you know, it was a good try, but no. At Clay Bogard suggests the VMI key debts because a full-grown kangaroo could beat the living shit out of any other animal, probably.
All right, let's put them on the board. VMI is on the board.
Yep. Folks wanting to know why your suggestions never get heard, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is because full-grown kangaroo, like, we're basically, like, we'll root for you if your mascot animal is actually rowdy. And as anyone who's watched any fight video out of Australia, inevitably a kangaroo will wander in and dominate. They're ripped. Just a jacked, angry animal. Is That Soap suggests the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. Speaking of absolutely jacked
the
animals.
The enemy of Florida State is our friend.
Yeah. Sick uniforms, 2-time black college football national champions, and their mascot is a wildcat strength coach. And I mentioned jacked beasts because I want you to look at the photo that I have included with the notes of Bethune-Cookman's mascot.
Oh my god, he looks like he's made out of wads of cookie dough.
I was gonna say this is pancake dough that needs to be mixed more.
Someone asked, does his face have muscles? Like, does
his
face?
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, like other mascots have the plush face and then like the jacked body.
I don't think if you touched that, it would feel like plush at all.
No, Bethune-Cookman's mascot's face is ripped. Like, his face has been doing squats. I don't know how, but it's been doing them.
Like, his jowls can do curls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Bethune-Cookman is playing in the spring.
That's great staff work on the part of our readers.
Does that rule us out? I'm gonna put him as a provisional.
Why don't I jump in here and suggest Mighty East Tennessee State? My cousin played there, and despite the involvement of Philip Fulmer, they still have a functioning football team, which is more than some schools involving Philip Fulmer can say.
ETSU gets numerous suggestions here, by the way.
Oh, good. Glad to hear.
Yeah, like they have a crew, and they push hard to suggest.
They are close to, for those of you who want to cross sports with us, they are pretty closely situated to the Bristol Motor Speedway. So if you want to really take in a weekend, look for a time when some of those events might line up.
Jason, where do we stand on South Dakota State? Are they too good? Are the Jacks?
Oh, God. No, that is... Oh, fuck. That's like being an Auburn fan. That is being the Auburn fan of FCS.
Ew.
Your arch rival is God. It doesn't matter how good you are.
Yeah.
Right? They're cool. They're good. It's going to fucking suck. You're going to lose to North Dakota State once and maybe twice. If you beat them, you're going to lose to them the second time. It's a horrible existence.
Oh, that's not what I thought you meant by Auburn. Okay.
Because Auburn, you got to play Bama. That's all I'm getting at.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter how good you are. You might bullshit. It's worse than being an Auburn fan. If you're an Auburn fan, you beat Bama once, you don't have to play them again. South Dakota State, you beat the Bison. Cool. Wait a month. Here they come again in the playoffs. It's worse than being an Auburn fan. I'm out on South Dakota State fandom. Thank you.
I mean, it is signing up for some paint. You do get the balm of having a really great mascot.
Sure. I bet that feels great.
Yeah, it doesn't go so far.
Our mascot's cuter. Jackrabbit.
Jackrabbits will also kick the shit out of you given time.
They will, but you know, this is mascot determinism. Because the Bison facing the Jackrabbit. I'll fight you. Ow! 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 That was a mistake. It's,
and sometimes you have in the regular season, you have the Jackrabbit walks up and, you know, kick. Ha! Got him! Right? Oh, shit. You made it mad.
Wait,
here come the playoffs.
He's back with 10 of his friends. And they're huge. mean? Yeah, that's. I think that's a hard road.
I think South Dakota State. People talk about North Dakota State should go FBS. South Dakota State should go FBS to get away from North Dakota State. Go join the fucking MAC and make Akron your rival.
Yeah, like
I don't hate this.
No, you could be like, man,
Jackrabbits versus kangaroos. Come on.
Eight Big 12 championships later, what was South Dakota's secret to success? We were terrified of North Dakota State.
We're so sick of those bastards.
Fear is a powerful motivator.
Sometimes I still see him in my sleep, even though I'm winning here on winning here in Texas.
I'm beating winning Texas here six at times
Darrell
in a
K.
row.
Royal Stadium, afraid of North Dakota State.
I got just Steve Sarkisian fired from two schools.
We joined the SEC just because North Dakota State joined the Big 12. South Dakota State versus Miami is a rivalry now.
South Dakota State's going to end up in like the AFC North just to get away from them. This is an intriguing suggestion from @adam.h, which I had really, I did not know all of these fantastic things about the University of South Louisiana. Okay. Southeastern Louisiana.
Sela.
Yeah. Sela. Okay.
Can we say Sela?
Sure. Sela.
Sela.
Whatever will be daiquiri, which daiquiri is an important word here.
The future's a daiquiri. Taylor.
So, Southeastern Louisiana Lions, that's more or less halfway between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Which, oh, man, what a place to be.
Sold.
Sold in. I'm buying this house without seeing another room because this one has a jacuzzi.
How bad could it be?
Play in Strawberry Stadium, where you can order a killer daiquiri for $5 flat. Wow. No questions asked. I assume that means no ID required.
It sounds like a 5-year-old can order a daiquiri in the magical land that is Strawberry Stadium.
Listen, I gotta see you drink it with one hand.
Louisiana.
I gotta see you hold it with one hand. That's how we clear it.
No, it comes in a sippy cup.
By the way, the first thing included in this pitch is not the team or the stadium. It's a picture of the daiquiri.
Adam, this is a great portfolio.
Yeah. Adam, yeah, no, this
and
is
there's
the best
way more.
Pitch yet. There's more. Run out on the field to a really terrible Circle of Life trap mix remix. It rules. There's more. Each year during homecoming week, they essentially fill up a tanker full of gumbo and hand it out to students walking to class.
What do you mean essentially? That sounds like kind of a binary state. Is or is not the tanker full of gumbo?
Even they're afraid to say what's gumbo definitively on the internet, which I think Adam's being very smart here.
No, that's healthy. That's a lifetime of Louisiana talking there.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like, just put it in my hand on the way to class. Here, I'll make a little cup. They agree
again,
that
we're back to viscosity being a key.
Mm-hmm. And they agree that textbooks are a scam, and each student can rent their textbook for an entire semester at no cost at all. And then you take the daiquiri to class.
Man, that's actually great. Insight.
With all the money you've saved on books, shit.
Yeah, you just go down and get those five. Goddamn, what kind of damage do these people do to themselves with $5 daiquiris?
They're unkillable once they graduate. Are you kidding me?
Damage? They live halfway between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. There's no concept of damage.
They're daywalkers.
They truly are lions.
I love it. Adam, this is a great fucking resume. This is incredible PowerPoint. They should put that. This should be the university brochure. This should be the commercial that plays at halftime of their games. Also, they're good. They enter the season. They're a ranked team. They play other good teams.
Again?
So,
I know this.
Say what?
What city is this in again? I know this.
It's halfway between. What exact town is it?
Hammond.
Thank you.
Yep. Oh, it's in Hammond?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Why do I know that? Why do I know Hammond? I feel like I've been there and I can't remember why.
That's probably because of the daiquiris.
Yeah, that is absolutely the point.
$5 daiquiris.
That is a terrific
point. I spent $60 on daiquiris, and
that's why
I couldn't remember why I was in Hammond.
And that's why every Subway in Hammond is closed. Got their shit eaten for lunch. $5 daiquiri? No more room for $5 footlong friend.
You know the scene in Hot Rod where you're the voices playing and like everybody starts rioting and like fighting with crowbars
every day.
No, that's not every day. They're conditioned. But if we put a bunch of Wisconsin fans in the middle of Hammond, Louisiana on game day, and they're like $5 daiquiris,
Wisconsin should schedule a home and home with them for real.
They wouldn't make it home.
They did okay at LSU. That was like their warm up.
Yeah. Wisconsin's a strawberry stadium dropping a fucking $1 billion.
By the way, the photo that Adam has included of the stadium, in case Adam has not put together the most compelling resume for any FCS school here, the photo that they have just shows clouds of some sort of mysterious firework, I think, oriented smoke hanging over the stadium. It kind of looks like a high school stadium during wartime. It's perfect. It's great.
You're a high school stadium on time.
Get a $5 daiquiri.
Is that were there any more, Spencer, that you from the listeners that you found worth considering?
I got sold about three people recommended Tarleton State, yeah, with a big win over New Mexico State. So, you know, if you want to get on the momentum wagon, that'd be one way to do it. That's not the reason I thought they were compelling. It's this from at Florida Georgia Line Sucks says Tarleton State because they have a really good meat judging team.
Okay.
That's important.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
No. That's important. I found that one compelling. I like the Richmond Spiders too, because damn, they're the Spiders and they just stuck with it. They weren't like maybe we should get a less disturbing mascot. Nope. Richmond Spiders went right for it.
No, that's not even the original name.
No?
I'm looking again on Wikipedia. Shut down Fullcast, the only podcast that will read you Wikipedia.
Hey, at least we cite our sources, the dollop.
Come on, y'all.
For like the first
New York Times.
For like the first 15 years that they had sports teams in the like late 1800s, they were the Colts. And then they decided, like, fuck it. We're the Spiders now. Fuck Colts.
What a great... I love that path.
Yeah.
I simply love that path. I, too, am the Spiders now.
I'm going to recommend Weber State. They are good these days. You'll probably get to see some good games. You might make a playoff run. They have done three of those in a row. One playoff games... three seasons in a row. But I remember one time I was watching a game of theirs, some random game, and there was just a big fucking fire on the side, on a hill, on the side of the field. A big-ass W
like
was
a,
on
a
fire.
Controlled fire or, oh, okay.
Mostly, yes. But, yeah, you tune into a Weber State game, and there's just a damn satanic ritual going on the
like
hill on the sideline.
Like they're trying to summon Batman or some shit?
No, it's all a right, W. They're summoning right. Wario. That's one of my favorite things I've ever seen in an FCS game. Because like you watch an FCS game and it's like it sort of feels like football in its natural state. It's not being observed. Mm-hmm. Who knows what you might see, right? Who knows what they're trying to get away with down there? Mm-hmm. And then you see a damn druid ritual going on in Ogden, Utah.
If they change the mascot,
I'm so glad we're back to druids. What a great callback for us.
If they change the mascot from Wildcats to Warios, I would be 100% on board.
Okay.
The Weber State Wario. Is it Warios or Wario?
Well, first of all, it's Weber State.
Okay, sorry.
I think it's Wario, like the Stanford Cardinal. Yeah.
Right.
Singular.
Yeah, the Wario.
I think it's okay. Wari.
Wari?
Well, oh, my God. Wario-gle. Don't take this, Auburn. You can't have this. You have enough fucking mascots.
Eastern Washington, they got a red field. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a red field.
They beat Washington State.
We can watch them at all the normal times when they beat Washington State.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am obligated to mention that Kennesaw State, we are currently the best team that runs the Flexbone option that's not a service academy in all of football. So, and we play bad teams. So, that's pretty fun.
I would also.
This will always be. Owls will always have a home here.
I'm going to come back to East Tennessee State for two reasons.
Woo!
Part of the origin story for their mascot, the Buccaneer, is that they were named after a pirate whose story was that he got lost and ended up in Appalachia. Which,
again, this is Northeast Tennessee.
That's so lost.
There's not even a lake.
Yar, if I just keep walking this way, surely I'll hit ocean.
This is about as far from sea level as you can get and stay in Tennessee.
Oh, yar! I packed me trick compass. Fuck!
The water be getting narrow and treacly. Surely this means I'm closer to the sea. I would say this. I'm from Tennessee. You could see it happening, couldn't you? To
you're
be
what?
An ancestor of mine, right? This is, if you're like, what idiot would do that? One of my ancestors. Totally. So, plausible story is what I'm saying.
Sure.
ETSU. Additionally, they had a mascot who was kind of looked like a real redneck looking pirate. Like if you cross Davy Crockett with like Captain Jack, that's what this drawing looks like. But if it were drawn by somebody who weren't actually that great at art, and the reason is because ETSU's logo for a real long time was in fact a sketch done by their trainer. They used that logo till like 2001 because they're like, well, Randy just put this together and we think it's pretty good.
Also, without much of the good old boy drama that went with the UAB version of this, ETSU died and was resurrected fairly recently. So if you're into the, you know, the little football team that could. Narratives. This is a good one.
Yeah, and apparently their basketball team is feuding with some local politicians, which, good. Okay, this is good. This is quite the resume, ETSU. I'm with it. Who else, if we're looking for somebody who might plausibly be good and also compelling at the FBS level, if we wanted to adopt. I'm not saying hook me up with a North Dakota State. I don't require that. I just want it to not be, you know, sheer misery.
Sure. So Sam Houston is always dumb.
Yeah, if we want sheer misery, we can watch our regular football teams.
Yes.
The Sam Houston State, they have a very stupid nickname, the Bearcats with a K. They're, you know, they're very Big 12, always have been, and they're always pretty good. That's a consideration. Southern Illinois, they're always pretty good. There's the Salukis, that's very weird. Like the majestic Egyptian dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. Austin Peay, they formerly like the worst. Like the most beleaguered team in all of Division One, more or less.
That's good.
And they're just kind of good these days. That's pretty interesting.
That team feels a little split zone for me.
A little boutique-y. Well,
but you know, go with God.
All of FCS.
No, just
feels
Godfrey
that way.
Likes them, so that kind of makes.
Oh, okay.
Makes me recoil from them.
In that case. But yeah, the options are vast. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm sold on Selah myself. My heart belongs in Strawberry Stadium at this point.
Listen, you say $5 daiquiri, I say football excellence.
Before we make a decision, Spencer, how would one acquire the copious coin necessary to live the life of $5 daiquiri forever?
Well, listen, I'm not saying that...
I'm not an investor.
You know what? We're all
Spencer,
investors.
I have a money question.
Sorry,
oh.
I laughed a little too long.
I know you're not laughing at
Spencer
me.
Spencer Hall,
all...
let's talk math.
I know you're all not laughing with me, but you're laughing.
Spencer, do you have a belt recommendation?
We're laughing all the way to the bank is what we're doing.
Spencer, do you know where your bank is?
I do. It's on my phone because
you know where your phone is.
That's a better question.
His younger son has it and is slowly transferring money off of it.
Out of my family account with Acorns and acorns.com. It is the app that turns everyone into an investor, including, yes, me, including,
you're
yes,
boy,
you, including the guy who drew, who was a trader, who drew the mascot for ETSU on the back of a napkin, and they used it for like 30 years. Yes, anyone can be an investor with the Acorns app and on acorns.com. It is flexible. We've got multiple tiers of plans, which I believe all the members of the full cast
you know
have embraced
not flexible,
at this point.
Though. The heavy metal debit card that comes with my plan.
That's right, the heavy metal debit card. Feel the power in your hands.
As you get the Acorn's heavy metal debit card.
Wait,
just,
did you get a debit card?
I did not. I have not activated yet, but I am eligible. I've been focusing on the family plan, where I'm putting a little bit of money away each week.
Spencer Hall, focus on the family.
For the boys. And
Google search results.
Yeah, and with just a little bit here and there and some roundups, you know, they're both...
And, a skimming off the top of theft from your son, who is...
who is eight and who has evidently figured out how to transfer, you know, a dollar here or a dollar there, and practicing what I consider to be proper financial crime protocol.
Creative accounting!
This is what... What is... Guys, what are we focusing on this season? Solutions-oriented thinking.
That's right. Business solutions for a technical what?
I feel like running a pyramid scheme within your own house is.
Thank you, Ryan.
the brilliant
in-house pyramid scheme. That's some Drew Brees shit.
And Jason, what is the bonus you can get from Acorns?
For a $5 exact dollar amount, no less, $5 starter pack for your Acorns account by going to acorns.com/fullcast. That $5 investment, it will blossom and bloom. Into multiple multiples of $5 with
just like in the Bible when Jesus handed out the loaves and the daiquiris.
Jesus turns $5 into 5 daiquiris.
Let's talk
at the
about
wedding
Louisiana
in Cana
Jesus.
When they run out of daiquiris.
The wedding
and,
in Selah.
And Mother Mary is when Mother Mary is in Hammond, Louisiana, like my sweet boy, our beloved Lions have no way to turn up without the daiquiris at Strawberry Stadium. And he's like, Mom, step back. They're only $5. This isn't even worth a miracle. This is not worth God power. They're only $5. They're basically
daiquiri.
Free.
Fuck. So Acorns will just give you daiquiris?
That's right, folks. Acorns.com/daiquiri. They can't stop me from saying that.
No, they can't.
They have to make that
really
page
can.
Now.
They do.
Yeah.
Unless they already have it for some.
What do they want? They're going to have bad. They're going to get 404 errors. So
it's true. They're going to wonder what's all this traffic coming.
What is? Where's the surge coming from? Shut it down. Shut down the fire hose.
They're in the system.
They've hacked us. They've taken over.
Promo code Fullcast.
They're stealing our daiquiris. We're under a hackery attack.
I will tell you this. If Acorn...
Under a daiquiri of service attack.
One of the things Acorns does
daiquiri
is they have...
of shutdown.
They have partner institutions who give you rewards for using your Acorns card with those partner institutions.
Dude, that
sounds like
work.
We need to make one of those institutions the daiquiri stand at Selah. We need to make this happen because if that happens, man.
Oh, brother.
Brother, we're going to be rolling in it.
I got to be honest.
We're going to retire 81.
I assume that's a cash business. I have to assume.
Wow. Wow, Ryan.
I think you barter.
Wow.
You barter. I'll give you this wheelbarrow for a daiquiri.
I just throw a cartridge of 22 ammo on there, and they're like, hey, take the whole rack, buddy.
Hey, I got a quarter bag of mulch. That'll do. One daiquiri for you.
This is the fucking Ray's planet in Star Wars.
Selling daiquiris out from under a bridge for riddles.
Ray and Star Wars bringing up salvage.
One portion of daiquiri.
What do you think, guys? What do you think Ray is short for?
Oh, wow.
Daiquiri.
That would be some shit that if your parents leave you on a beach planet, yeah, they named you Daiquiri.
They'll give me 28 daiquiris for BB-8.
Done.
Do I do?
Movie's over.
Oh, we love. Listen, big guy, we love you. We'll be back. We'll be back. Have fun in there. I sure will.
The whole rest of the film is just Ray getting hammered and like.
She deserves it, man. She works hard.
She does.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's arguably a better character arc than they gave her.
So. Yeah, I mean, shit. If your grandfather was zombie Palpatine,
yeah.
I'm going to Hammond to get some daiquiris.
I need a drink.
Mommy, need a drink.
Yeah, maybe Star Wars fans would accept a lady hero if she was drunk all the time.
God, that would be the best Star Wars header.
I mean, they like Carrie Fisher. 12,
Mommy need a drink.
Thank you, Jason. That's a terrific point. Carrie Fisher would have appreciated this show.
She would have.
Carrie Fisher would love the Southeastern Louisiana Lions.
It's not a joke, but she would have appreciated it.
$5 daiquiris, you absolute lunatics.
It's beautiful, man. Daiquiri, 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 daiquiri.
We're going to pick a team to adopt, but I think we've already picked the team to adopt. This is kind of ceremonial at this point. And
I really wanted it to be Maine, but yeah.
It's going to be cold, and you know what they don't have?
Daiquiris.
$5 daiquiris.
They got $5 worth of New Balance.
Do they have a trap remix of the Circle of Life?
No. No.
No.
Listen, life is a little bit different up there for those people.
Yeah.
Do they have trap in Maine?
Bear
they
traps.
Got bear traps.
Bear traps. Yeah. We have the original trap music.
It's not a
trap
house so much as like a trap
field.
Hut
yeah.
In a
yeah.
cave.
Yeah.
The original trap music is a skunk howling in a trap. Oh, that's beautiful, huh?
Is that a Maine accent?
It is now.
I don't know what a Maine accent is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Maine accent.
I'm not even criticizing. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Maine accents are nonsense.
Unfathomable. I have never heard anything like it in my life.
Yeah.
Cold enough for ya?
Can't get there from here.
Everyone in Maine has the accent of a haunted innkeeper in
yes.
a night.
Oh, I do
all
know the accent
them.
Now. I,
all
yeah,
of them.
I know two people from Maine. One of them sounds like a young Ted Kennedy.
Sure.
The other one sounds like Ted Kennedy right now.
Yeah.
All right. So Southeast Louisiana it is?
It is.
Yeah, the Lions. Yeah. The Lions, baby. We play with pride and with $5 daiquiris coursing through our bloodstream.
I just hope that's what they dump on the coach.
I'm so sticky. Oh, the ants. Yes.
Licking his arm.
And it came with a song that we made.
Yeah. We're going to end up there. We're going to end up at a game in Hammond. Like, everybody's going to get vaccinated. We're going to go to Hammond.
You said everybody's going
to get vaccinated.
Listen, if $5 daiquiris are involved, I don't know if you could be vaccinated for everything you're going to need to be vaccinated for.
What if we put the vaccine in $5 daiquiris?
Well, that's just public health work, isn't it?
Yep.
That's just good messaging. Come to the stadium.
I don't know if Louisiana likes public health.
They like $5 daiquiris. That's what I know.
The two are hand in hand, one in the same. Can't have one without the other.
Listen, your liver's a muscle like any other in your body. It needs to be worked.
Liver's lazy.
You need to get that liver moving.
What's that liver doing anyway?
Ryan, look, none of this is legally prosecutable later on, but I just got to tell you, you'd make a very convincing doctor.
Hey, thank you. And now, like, with 2 days of training, I can do a tracheotomy too. So
we've got a number on it.
Todd, call us.
Please don't, Todd. Save yourself.
Yeah. What are we going to use for anesthesia for this tracheotomy? Oh, daiquiri, sir.
You look like a grape.